Billy and I are going to tell you a story, okay? This is a story some of you have heard before, but we were telling it in his daughter's presence on Wednesday, and then some other folks who had never heard the story, and they were saying, you need to tell this story on Sunday. And so I've been thinking about it ever since then, and I grabbed Billy in the parking lot, and I said, Billy, let's tell the story today. And I said, but if you're not comfortable with it, we won't do it. So anyway, after Sunday school, he came up to me and said, I'm scared. And I said, I'm scared too, because we haven't practiced this, and no telling how long it's going to be. So we got to really judge ourselves, okay? And hey, I'm wasting time setting the story up, right? But I want to tell you a story. Happened how many years ago?
August 24th, 1989.
No, before that. When was the first Sunday? I mean, the first time y'all came here. I met Billy and Janice and Jennifer in the parking lot out here during vacation Bible school. I went up to them and didn't tell Billy I was the pastor and just was, you know, just chatting with them and talking with them. And at some point, I told him, did I tell you I was the pastor eventually, or did somebody spoil it for me? Do you remember?
Am I going to, like, do this? It's going to be back and forth.
I'm going to tell
the real story after you tell your story.
All right, you tell the real story.
Mine's much worse than this. But anyhow, yes, you did. I was just picking. Yes, you did. I remember this like yesterday. I've shared my testimony so many times. It's kind of grown a little bit, I think, over the years. My wife has coached me on this. She said I wasn't nearly as mean to Jimmy as I said I was to other people. But anyhow, so I met Jimmy in the parking lot, and the quickest version I can tell you is we're talking, and I don't know anything about football, basketball, or baseball. I mean, I really don't. You can't, not a single play, okay? So you just throw that out there, racing or anything. So we're talking, and Jimmy just come out there, and he's just talking, and I'm talking, and it's about 15 minutes, it seemed like, and I'm running out of things to say. And I'm scared to death he's going to ask me something about basketball, football, baseball, because I'm lost, right? So what am I going to say in the next few minutes? And Ann pulls in about that time in the old station wagon right out here. And it had a NASA bumper sticker on this old station wagon they had. And so he hadn't said, we're just talking, you know, back and forth. And I said, oh, so you work at, he said, here's my wife now. And I said, oh, so you work at NASA. And he said, I'm trying to mimic him, okay? He said, no, I work here. So I'm thinking, work here. How's that work? He's the pastor. I mean, they can't, but so many employed people in a little church, right? So he must be the, sure enough, he was a pastor. And that was the first time I met Jimmy. Go ahead.
So anyway, I guess I was normal enough that Billy didn't write me off. And I said, can I come visit you one night? And I don't know how long it was after that, maybe a week or so. But I showed up at their door. Were you expecting me, or did I just show up?
No, you just showed up.
I just showed up. Yeah, okay.
Pretty cool. I mean,
see,
you
back then,
me,
that was
visit.
A day you could just show up, right? You can't do that anymore. They won't come to the door. So anyway, but I just showed up, and I came in, and we were just chatting, and I had one goal that night, and my goal was to share the Lord Jesus with Billy and his wife, Janice. And they invited me in, and I'm going to set it up, and you take it from there. I'm sitting, they don't sit near me. I'm sitting on this side of the room, and Billy's all the way across over there. And Janice is in that corner over there. So it was like 3 points to a triangle right across this room. And I don't remember how we got into it, but I remember Billy has to go to work. He's on night shift. And I present the gospel to Billy across the room. And Billy is interested. I mean, he's engaged with me.
Yeah, that's kind of weird too. I mean, obviously God does stuff that we don't do. So Jimmy brought the word of God, but God gave it to him. And so, and, you know, when I was there, I was, you know, normally I was pretty mean towards pastors. I'd heard about Jesus before, but not much. And I knew nothing about the Bible or books in the Bible or all that stuff. I really didn't. And so he's sitting there talking, and he asked me the question, right? The question is, if you died tonight, well, first he asked me, Billy, do you think you'd go to heaven if you died tonight? You know, I expect that from a pastor, right? That's what he's supposed to do, check on me. And I said, you know, no, I don't think I would. He said, well, let me ask the second question. And he asked, well, if you were to die tonight and you were standing before the Lord, what would you say to the Lord why he'd let you in heaven? I said, man, I just told you. He wouldn't ask me that because he already knows. And, I mean, I had a long history of really just bad stuff, really bad, mean stuff, really, not even for a good reason, just mean stuff I'd done, and still feeling the guilt of that, right? So he went on to share with me, do you want me to stop?
No, go ahead, you're doing good.
And he went on to share with me, I did want to preface this, I didn't do this, but from the Sunday school lesson, you didn't get that? I told the guys, I won't take this one just a moment. They was talking about dry bones and a prophet in the Old Testament, Ezekiel, and it's talking about dry bones in Sunday school. And I tell you, it really struck a chord with me because Jimmy asked me this morning to do this. And I told my Sunday school class, he could have asked anybody else in the parking lot. And I don't think any one of you could have been farther away from God than I was at that moment. I mean, so how am I going to share my testimony, which I love Jesus, but I like me more most of the time, I think. And then that really is self-destructive because if you don't love on Jesus, you miss out on so much stuff. All that to say, I'm thinking, man, I can't talk about Jesus in public because, I mean, I ain't even been following him. That'd be like lying. So anyhow, so I'm going to Sunday school class in the dry bones thing. This testimony is old news. There's new news, okay? All right. So that being said, Jimmy asked me the question, if you died tonight, stood before the Lord, you know, and he asked you, why would I let you into heaven? What would you say? I said he wouldn't ask me that. So Jimmy went on to tell me, he said, well, let's just change the subject for a second. I said, okay. So now I'm starting to feel really uncomfortable. First, I hate night shift, and I've got to go shortly. Hate night shift, still do. And so, you know, all that is kind of stirring in the background, right? And I'm also very uncomfortable with religious people, especially pastors, because they're going to make me feel bad before they leave. And he said, if you had to take a two-question test, I mean, if you had to take a test to get into heaven, and he said, when you took that test, you sat down beside, I mean, God being the judge, and you sat down to take this written test, he said, what would the passing score on that test be? You know, it seemed like to me an eternity, and I said, 80 or 90%. Right? I mean, 80 or 90% good, you'll get to heaven, right? That's what I thought. 80 or 90%. And he said, no. This is the part where Jazz disagrees with me. He said, 100%. I said, ain't no way in hell that you could tell me that you're 100%. I don't know you, and I know you're not 100%. And me, I know I'm not even 60, okay? So I'm not even confused a little. Actually, I was. I didn't realize I had nothing to offer. And he said, you are absolutely right. And I'm telling you, eternity spun in just a moment for me. And the hook was set. Well, if that's true, and all of y'all are dry bones according to Ezekiel, right? I'm adding this morning to 89. How do you get into heaven? That means none of us go. If you have to be 100%, right? I mean, if we're honest and we're home, we're being quiet and think reflective. And he said, you're absolutely right. Let me tell you what happened. Sat down, and I'll speed this up because it won't take all morning. But I'll say this. He said, you're right. You sat down to take the test. Sorry. He sat down to take the test, and Jesus sat beside you. We had talked briefly about Jesus out of the four spiritual laws. And he said, Jesus sat beside you. This is what happened. Almost 2,000 years ago, he said, what happened was Jesus took a test, got 100%, never sinned. Never did he commit a sin, nor did he omit and do something and didn't do something God wanted him to do. 100% flawless. And he said, when he took that test, God the judge said, somebody's going to pay for Billy's test scores. And Jesus said, I'll give you my test, and I will take the punishment for your score. I mean, again, all eternity spun in a moment on 4412 Betty's Lane. And I realized, man, God, I fit this. If you want to give me your score and you want to take the mess that I've made of my life, I'm there. So I asked Jesus in my heart, August the 24th, 1989. And I've struggled, you know, through all those things. You have things in life that are really tough. And you have some that you make tough that aren't tough. But when I got out of Ezekiel this morning, can I tell you, God didn't restore dry bones to just making it. He didn't. This was something for me this morning that was real. God restored dry bones to 100%. Mm-hmm. You get that? And he's talking to, the Israelites, right? But if you've never been dry bones, can I say this morning? If you've never found yourself dry bones, you need to do some exploring. Because I'm telling you, Without God, we are all dry bones. And we have no hope of heaven because we don't deserve it. But God wants us so bad to be with him that he sent his son, right? So my goal this morning is, the new news is, God wants Billy to be 100%. Not what I'm making me, but what he's making me. And that gives me great hope for today.
So... So Billy just tell you what's happening in Billy's heart. I know none of that. I just am sitting across the room, and I know I'm really watching the clock because he's got to leave. And so I finally say, Billy, I said, I know you got to leave. And I got up from my seat, and I went over and knelt beside him by the couch. And I pulled out the four spiritual laws that either I had been using or not. I don't think I was using it, but I pulled it out, and I said, Billy, this is what we just talked about. And I read through the four laws. I said, tonight, when you are at work, think about this. And Billy goes, I want to do that now. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I want to trust Christ now, or something to that effect. And I said, right now? He said, yeah, right now.
So I talked me out of it.
Yeah.
And, later.
And I said, okay, let's do it. So we got down on our knees by the couch, and Janice came over, and I lead them in a prayer. I don't remember. All I remember is this, that by the time we finished asking Jesus to save him, he's crying, Janice is crying, and they are hugging each other. And I think when I left, they're still crying and hugging each other in the by the couch there.
That's still a holy place.
I left that night. Billy lived down the road. We were living over here, so just a few miles down the road. I told Jessica that from your house, Billy, back to the old parsonage over here, you would have thought I was a madman. It was summertime. The window was down. I am just screaming in my truck. I am screaming, praise God, you know, and I'm just yelling and I'm singing and I'm a fruitcake, man. If you see me, I'm a fruitcake. But I knew that night that God had changed Billy. Jessica reminded me of something, on Wednesday. She said, Jimmy, if it wasn't for that night, I don't know that I would be here.
That's true.
Or Levi, because my parents were, they were done with just one and done.
That's true.
And somewhere along the line, God changed their minds and hearts, and Levi and Jessica are here. But there's something else I wanted to tell you, and that is that because of Billy's salvation, God would save Betty.
Oh, wow.
And Betty would become a believer. And those of you that are old folks, you remember Betty and myself and little Johnny at the age of 13, right, would build the educational building during the day. And then all you guys, when you got off at work, we'd work till dark. And Betty and I would build walls, and the rest of y'all would come and set them up with us, because we'd build this 80-foot wall that Betty and I couldn't set up. But we would set those walls up, and together we built that building. And God would use Betty in a great way in our church.
I miss her.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say, one of the things that came out of our Sunday school this morning, too, and when you're looking for something to grab hold of, I mean, I want to share my testimony. I worked on sharing my testimony last night with a fella, but it's different when I'm with y'all. I mean, it's not that I try to hide stuff. I'm very open with people, but I just felt like I wanted to bring something to the people of God. And, you know, my goal for you this morning is, you just need to know. And I'm hoping that my experience will grow in this. And if it doesn't, God will finish the work he started in me. He will. He said he will, and he will.
Yeah, he will, Billy.
But that being said, man, he wants you 100%. Not you making you 100%. He wants to restore your dry bones, even today. Even today. I haven't had hope in that in a long time. You know, I still know that I'm going to heaven based on what Jesus did for me. But the trip there could be bad. You know, a lot of back roads sometimes. So anyhow, I just want to challenge you to that. And I want to say this. One of the things that meant the most to me, and Jimmy knows this, but I'll say it out loud again in honor of him. The one thing that really stuck with me all these years is he was just very open. You know, when he led me to Christ, and he's there probably just as weird as I am. Who knows what happens in the spiritual realm, right? All the stuff that's going on in the background. And Jimmy said, Billy, you need to find a church. If it's not my church, you find a church. They preach the word of God. He said, but be careful that you don't follow a man, because I'll let you down. Another man will let you down. If you follow him, he'll lead you and you'll be disappointed. He said, but you'll follow Jesus, you'll never be disappointed. I mean, do you know how humble that is to me that my pastor would say that? Of course, then I come to church. Let me tell you how simple it was. This is exciting. I come to church and I just thought, everybody just hadn't heard it like I heard it. I come to church, I'm sitting up next to her, Miss Isabel. She actually made me move later on, but Miss Isabel Rickman, that's a whole other story. sweetest woman. I started going to Sunday school because of that woman. She badgered us so bad. You need to have that little girl in Sunday school. And then y'all need to come. She really did. But that being said, I sat up there and I'm just like, I don't even know what he preached on that morning. I just wanted to come front and say, I'm one of y'all. And I thought everybody was there. If you're not there this morning, then listen up one last time. Jesus died that you might be saved. Not that you might go out there and lead somebody else to Christ. That may happen. Man, Jesus died that you might be saved. Not to make you better or make a better life for you. Now, your life may get better, right? But the truth is, that's what he died for. The whole building full of people. The whole world full of people. So anyhow, I don't know where I'm going to go with that.
That's good. Let's bow our heads. Actually, as Billy's speaking, man, the Spirit of God's just saying to me, give an invitation. Invite people to trust in this Jesus that Billy was talking about that saved him, saved me. Are you here this morning and you're the person that Jesus wants to save because he's drawing you, he's working in your heart? Would you just, even right now, just open your heart to him? You said, Jimmy, I don't know how to do that. Sure you do. It's just a matter of just in your heart. Like Billy, the whole universe turned in a second. Is it turned for you this morning? Are you willing to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Right there where you say, I don't understand it all. I understand, but if you know you're a sinner and you need the Lord Jesus, you know you need to be right with God, trust in the Lord Jesus. Right there in your seat.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. It's being brought to you by Bacon's Castle Baptist Church. And if you'd like more information about our church, please visit us on the web at www.baconscastle.com.